I was growing and I was learning and I was kind of, I wanted to kind of get out of my little comfortable suburban existence. I mean, that was ideal. He kind of, he was like a signpost.
Former suburban teen David Bowie has always made music that struck a chord with people who feel like they're outside the mainstream. And for author Mark Spitz, that's exactly what's so magical about him. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Mark Spitz has been writing about music and pop culture since the 90s. But when he decided to write a book about David Bowie, he needed to reevaluate what he was doing. That's because Mark's been a huge fan of Bowie since the 70s, and he didn't want to pretend otherwise when he was writing the book. The result of Mark's rethink is a book that not only tells the story of the legendary singer from his beginnings in the London suburb of Bromley to the present, but also tells the story of what it's like to be a fan of David Bowie as a teenager, as a young man, and as a middle-aged guy. FUV's Nora Flaherty talked with Mark Spitz about the book, and she asked him what made Bowie special.
The thing that was different about Bowie compared to some of the rock and roll that I'd heard before him, like the Beatles and the Stones, stuff that my parents kind of passed down, was that Bowie was strange. He was just, you know, to be a David Bowie fan is to be a little bit strange, a little bit weird, a little bit more different and unique. And this is maybe why there's personal interludes in the book, but maybe sort of self-involved, you know, self-regarding in that sort of, you know, hyper-artistic kind of way. You know, it's just a little artier, you know, than your average Grateful Dead fan. A little affected, a little pretentious, you know, but in a good way. You know, I mean, pretentiousness is you could argue is aspiration, wanting to be something maybe a little bit better than what you are, not accepting your lot. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the is there life on Mars? The Bowie name was certainly was self-selected, and I think that was a real transformative moment for him, and it was almost a precursor to the decade later, the punks kind of renaming themselves and reinventing themselves, you know, just declaring independently that I'm going to be David Bowie from now on. And if you listen to the music that he made before that, it was sort of bandwagon-esque. You know, it was like, if it was in vogue to sound like The Who, then he'd sound like The Who. If it was a folky, Dylan-esque rage going on, then he would kind of jump on that. He was a follower. I mean, there's no way to say it politely. He was a follower. You know, during the psychedelic movement, he would release psychedelic goofy singles like The Laughing Gnome. And then it's almost like he got struck by lightning or something. I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me. And there was a little old man in scarlet and gray chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly. Chuckling away, laughing all day. I ought to report you to the gnome office. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome. David Bowie with
Laughing Gnome and Life on Mars. Mark Spitz is the author of Bowie, a Biography, out in paperback from Three Rivers Press. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview at WFUV.org.